There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Get the power you need for spring jobs with a reliable Duralast lawn and garden battery. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get a head start on summer with great Memorial Day deals happening right now at Lowe's. Like three perennials for only $10. Plus, get $100 off the Safford five-piece patio set, now only $5.98. Hurry in today for summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 5/12 through 5/18. Perennials vary by store and are not available in Alaska or Hawaii. While supplies last, exclusions apply to both offers. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions, U.S. only.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
Night. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. There were countless Bulls fans who were sick to their stomachs watching the Bulls last night get eliminated. And there were some Bulls players pretty sick to their stomachs also, like Joakim Noah.
It's disappointing the way we went out, but I'm proud of this team. We've been through a lot this year. And, you know, I love all my teammates. And I know that we worked really hard, and you know, we obviously are disappointed right now. Just gotta regroup.
And when they do regroup, it likely will be with a new coach, as Tom Thibodeau will be elsewhere. The Blackhawks will be at the United Center for games one, make that games three and four, next Thursday and Saturday. But first up is games one and two out in Anaheim starting on Sunday. Here's the captain, Jonathan Toews.
We feel we can go there and hopefully steal one, if not two, on the road and try and upset them and maybe. You know, take away that energy they get from their crowd in the first two games here.
And we have Bailey Field this afternoon, the Cubs playing host to the Pirates following that four-game sweep of the Mets, and Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for the Northsiders this afternoon. Join 670 The Scores, Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. It's today at Sideouts in Island Lake. It's from right now until 6 o'clock. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of Cub tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on The Score is tonight. The Sox facing the A's out in Oakland, and it starts with a pregame show at 8:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. Thank you to our guests today, Vincent Goodwill from Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports, Sam Fells of the Committed Indian, And Ethan Skolnick of Bleacher Report just joined us in the studio. Producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz is the video streamer, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jason Kastner is our intern, and B.B. King was our soundtrack for much of the show.
Yeah, Kastner rocked the purple today, too, so I put him on my Instagram. Anybody who has purple on in here today is on my Instagram trying to promote lupus awareness and here on Put On Purple Day, May 15th. So thank you for everybody who did that, and also all the people on Twitter who did it as well, and all the people on Instagram who tagged me in their pictures. Keep them coming. Thank you so much. A lot of people who fight that nasty, nasty disease always think they're doing it by themselves, and when they see stuff on a day like this, kind of makes them feel better. I know my little sister feels better. I know Nicole feels better. She's like, man, you know a lot of people who wear purple for your dumb ass, and I'm like, yeah, they're my peeps. They're my peeps. That's what they're supposed to do. So call 10 to the Scores contest line right now before we get to our transition at 312-591-6700. That's 312-591-6700. Wins a pair of tickets to the 2015 Wells Park Craft Beer Fest taking place on Saturday, May 23rd at Wells Park. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit shybeerweek.com. And we now go out to Side Out's Bar and Eatery. That's 4018 Roberts Road in Island Lake.
Hello.
It's the Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour with the fellas, Dan and Terry. What's up, buddies?
I'm pissed off is what's up.
Why?
I'm pissed off. And Bulls fans should be pissed off, too. Because I've never in my damn life, my entire life, as a fan of basketball, having covered the league, having done this job for 16 years and this show, I have never in a critical playoff game seen an NBA star. Like, I've seen guys have bad games. I've seen guys have awful shooting nights. I've seen guys go out guns blazing and trying to make every shot, and it's just not their night. I've seen guys get in foul trouble because of some crappy calls. I've seen guys maybe, you know, lose their head a little bit, get kicked out of a game. I have never, ever seen a purported NBA star, guy makes $95 million a year in salary alone, not want to play in front of his fans. In his town, at home, in a game where they need you, everybody needed you, and you say, I'm built for this, my ass. That was an insult, an absolute insult. I've never, ever seen it in an NBA game from a star. Play.
Take that, Jason.
What do you mean?
Play. I don't know. I don't know.
I said that earlier. I said that around 9:03.
I can't believe that there's not a more visceral reaction to an absolute insult to a city of people that have supported him and been behind him. And even through all the tough times, he still had this core of fans that could do no wrong. And he does that to you? Come on. Unacceptable.
You sure there's not something wrong with him?
He didn't say so.
He didn't say so, but I
there is.
He
played
too.
The first half. Look, I'll just try.
But he says that he doesn't want any excuses, so he should get none.
There's something wrong with everybody. He was 5 for 8 in the first quarter, and he was 2 for 8 the rest of the way.
Only took
8 shots in the last 3 quarters.
Just try.
Yeah, it was a poor showing.
I don't
for
see. That's
a guy
the thing
who
about
you expected.
Trying. Yeah, I'm not sure he can do that every other night. I'm not sure he can explode to the basket. I'm not sure they have a lot of stuff with him. And I'm just not sure. I mean, I don't disagree with it that you can't disappear like that on your home court in a big game. But I'm not sure.
Now you got to go down with no bullets left. I completely agree. And I said at the beginning of the show, I think I was more upset about it on Twitter and then watching the post game afterwards. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, a few weeks ago, I said, I don't give a damn what he says anymore. Just you have to show me.
That's what you have to do.
But you got to show me.
Try. You
got to show me. And when that dude is out there, because let's face it, Derek was built up to be the anti-LeBron. And he captured that in 2011. When that guy is on your home court and does what he did, you know, you got to understand that this is the best player in the world. And you may not be the you from 2011, but no one will be mad if you go out on an 8 for 20. Well, there'll be some people who are mad if you go out 8 for 25.
But leave it out there.
Yeah.
Let us see it. Go to the basket. Get off your damn bike and go to the basket.
And Dan,
on the bike?
Yeah.
You wanted to ride the bike to the basket?
Well, I think that's the only way he could have gotten to the basket is on the bike.
And there was some offensive weirdness at the end of that game too, Dan. You go back and look at it too with Jimmy. There were sets there where Derek caught the ball and Jimmy immediately went to his side to go post up. And to me, that screams of a guy saying, all right, well, I'm going to do it now. And if you got two my turn guys who aren't as efficient as my turn guys have to be effective, then you get yourself an issue. 74 points is not allowable against that team defensively.
How about 42 in the last three quarters? That's what I saw, Bernsie, is that whole team gave him a good punch in the first quarter, realized they were still down two, and got defeated. And they all played like a bunch of defeated.
This is the end of the Joakim Noah talking crazy everybody stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, this,
I hope it is.
This, like, you
that's
can't,
one thing I hope
you
for sure it
you
is.
You can't talk anymore.
No, I hope it is.
You can't talk about Cleveland. You can't talk about LeBron and you know, Hollywood is hell and all this. Fine. Guess what?
Beating your ass.
He's beat your ass four times now.
That is one of the most insulting playoff performances by a supposed star and a team from any sport in this city's history.
Well, I said,
it's an effort game, and I'm not. I know bad things have happened in baseball games, but that is a sport where you can see it. It's a sport where you can see what guys want and what they don't want. And I'm sorry, I'm really, really angry. I try not to. I've been seething about it, thinking about what that was. You're at home.